A Bush administration task force says it would cost too much to safely import prescription drugs from other countries. It warns that allowing Americans to buy prescription drugs from Canada would present significant dangers and would not save that much money. But the task force report is likely to have little effect on Capitol Hill, where support for the practice remains strong. NPR's Julie Rovner has this report.
The task force was actually a device inserted in last year's Medicare prescription drug bill to avoid the fight over drug imports until after this year's presidential election. And to that extent, it worked, even before the report was released yesterday, 2 weeks after its due date. During one of the presidential debates in October, President Bush reiterated his opposition to the increasingly popular practice of purchasing drugs from countries with price controls, but he hinted that the task force might come up with findings that could change his mind.
Now, it may very well be here in December. You hear me say? I think there's a safe way to do it.
But the report was even more negative than many had expected. Surgeon General Richard Carmona, who led the task force, told reporters in a teleconference that the group didn't think drugs bought by individuals over the Internet could be guaranteed safe. Imports by large wholesalers could be done safely, but only if many conditions are met.
It should be done in a way that provides the statutory authority and substantial resources needed to effectively regulate imported drugs and, most importantly, protect the public health by providing the same safety assurances available for drugs sold in the United States.
Carmona, however, wouldn't say if all those safety precautions would leave any savings. Still, Congress is likely to remain undeterred in its efforts to legalize drug imports. Missouri Republican Congresswoman Joanne Emerson led a successful effort to pass a reimportation bill in the House in 2003. She says this issue is not going away.
Because health care costs continue to rise at rates that people can't afford. Drug costs are still going up anywhere between 12% and 15% a year. People's disposable income is not going up, and it's harder and harder to be able to manage for many families, and particularly if you're uninsured, the cost of food, medicine, and your rent.
And Emerson says she's not surprised by the report, which she says could have been written by the Pharmaceutical Research and Manufacturers of America, or PhRMA. PhRMA is, in fact, happy with the report. Paul Antony is the group's chief medical officer. He says the report reconfirms what the association has been saying all along.
That there are significant safety risks, that many of the transactions that are happening now are poorly regulated and are often done on bogus Internet sites, and that even if something like this were to take place, the overall cost savings would be very small, and a large portion of those savings would be retained by middlemen rather than being passed on to consumers.
Antony says he hopes the report will help dampen the enthusiasm in Congress, where the only reason the Senate didn't pass a companion bill to the one passed by the House is that it was bottled up by Republican leaders.
I think what it'll do is it will make Congress look at some real solutions to providing affordable medicines, things like the Medicare drug benefit that will be taking place in 2006, and the current Medicare drug discount card, which is available today.
But John Rother of the senior group AARP says he thinks the report could have just the opposite effect.
I think this report may actually prompt action because it's clear we're not going to get action from the FDA. It's going to require congressional action.
Rother also said he was surprised at how little consideration the task force gave to arguments in favor of importation, which his group supports.
Most of us thought that they would at least recommend some things that would be inexpensive that would address safety issues for people importing from abroad. Instead, the report is just pointing out all the negative reasons and did not recommend anything that would make it easier for people to import.
But for all the anticipation, the report is unlikely to change the status quo in Congress. Bipartisan majorities in both the House and Senate clearly support some legislation, but House and Senate Republican leaders, who control which bills come to the floor, remain opposed to easing import restrictions. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.